How was your life before you moved to America?
Okay, before I moved to America, I was before 5 years old, I was living in Manila, where my parents, when they were still together, when my father or your grandpa came to the United States, they got separated. So I guess my mom, she found another man, so they just decided to separate for good. And my mom, she decided to live with, you know, the other guy. When my grandma came to the United States, my father also went to the United States. Then my dad asked one of my aunties, one of his sisters, to take care of me.
How did your life change when you moved to America? Like, was it harder?
It's easier. We can eat. Well, I didn't start in the Philippines, but here, it's like food is everywhere. I can eat anytime that I want to. When I came here, I lived with my dad. When my sister and I came here, we lived with my dad, grandma, and my dad's sister.
So you got reunited with your dad?
Yes.
After how many years?
After 13, 14 years.
14 years of that real dad?
Yes.
Like, how do you feel when you met him again?
At first I was happy, but then I realized that we don't really understand each other because I did not grow up with him, so he was strict on us. He wouldn't let us spend time with our friends, because he's afraid that we might get into wrong crowd of friends, you know, that use drugs or just, he's just afraid for us. But I did not understand those things during that time. But now that I'm older, I can relate what he was, why he was being strict on us. Kinda like a stranger to me. No, he was nice, and he tried to be a good dad, but the communications, we just did not, you know, understand each other. Because I was a teenager.
When was the time he had a stroke?
He was 59 years old when he had a stroke.
Is that hard on you?
Oh yeah, very hard on me. Because when he had a stroke, it was just me and him. Yeah, it was just me.